ending that report. The CSIRO launched the National Energy Analysis Centre last week. The centre's role is to help Australia gradually transition into a climate net zero economy through the use of data analysis. The centre will gather anonymous data from households and businesses based on usage to future-proof Australia's energy transition. Races Edge reporter Thomas Kutis catches up with Stephen Craig, director of the National Energy Analysis Centre at the CSIRO, to find out more.
So what inspired the creation of the National Energy Analysis Centre? Could you tell us how this will contribute to Australia reaching zero emissions?
Yeah, sure. So what inspired us was the recognition that Australia hasn't had science-based capability to support the energy transition overall. So we've been doing a lot of research in individual areas, but we haven't really had that capability to bring the pieces of the puzzle together based on modern system science. And that's what we're looking to address with the National Energy Analysis Centre.
I understand this program is using what's called real-life data and citizen input. Now, how does everyday Aussie participation make a difference in your work?
It makes a critical difference for a couple of reasons. One is that energy is a means to an end. So it's not so much energy itself, it's what we need energy to do that matters. And obviously, it touches every part of society. And so to understand how people are using energy and would like to use energy going forward, both in a residential setting and in industry, is really important so we can plan the future system to meet the needs of all Australians.
Could you expand more on what kind of technology or tools is the centre using to model the future of energy in Australia?
Yeah, sure. So the centre has two main parts. There's a distributed living lab. So that's where we have a panel of citizen scientists who have volunteered to be a part of the centre, who contribute their data and their preferences. So it's both quantitative and qualitative data about how they use energy and how they'd like to use energy in the future. The other part is what we call the system science toolbox. So that's a model of the overall energy system. So it's electricity and gas and fuels, where we can put these insights into a system context and answer, well, what does that mean for the future system? What does that mean for the choices around how we evolve the energy system overall?
And other than the Energy Analysis Centre that has been launched, has the CSIRO made any inputs or any programs on how Australia should slowly transition to renewable energy?
Yes. So the CSIRO's role is to be the national science agency. So we do the science and we provide data and analysis that will inform future policy, network investment, and so on. So renewables is absolutely a critical part of the future. But when you think about the transition, it's also important to recognise where we're coming from. So in the National Energy Analysis Centre, we cover all energy types, and we're really agnostic to the exact mix of energy types that would be relevant for a future industry scenario or a future city. We're providing the evidence base to inform the policy and the investment decisions of others.
Now, going on to groups, how does this initiative help vulnerable groups like renters or remote communities access cleaner and more affordable energy as we are in a time of climate change?
Yeah, great question. So this is one of the key objectives of the centre and the Living Lab in particular, to be as representative as we can of Australian society, and in that recognising that there needs to be solutions that are accessible to all demographics and geographical areas and so on around the country. And so that's where we're partnering with collaborators, with governments, with industry and with other organizations to try and ensure that the citizen science panel is not just full of energy enthusiasts who want the latest tech and have the solar panels and have the batteries, but really have the full range of society represented in this living lab. It's going to take time to build up the lab, both in terms of numbers and that full representation, but that is absolutely the ambition.
You mentioned about this term called energy enthusiasts. Just elaborate on what you mean by that.
More those that are very engaged in the energy transition. So, you know, our research suggests that the majority of Australians really do see energy as that means to an end. So they're not excited about how the energy arrives as such. It's more that they can cook their dinner and they can drive their cars and they can do what they need to do. There is a group of people around Australia that are very engaged in the energy transition and really quite fascinated by where the energy comes from and how it goes up and down and so on. And, you know, we welcome their engagement as well. In many ways, they offer a glimpse of the future because they can be early in their adoption of new technologies and so on. So we learn a lot from these energy enthusiasts. But we don't want to stop there. We want to ensure that the National Energy Analysis Centre addresses all of society, like I mentioned.
Well, do you think that Australia can realistically reach net zero within the next 10, 15, 20 years? And what role will the centre play in getting us to that mark of reaching net zero?
It's more about ensuring that we have the information and the evidence to make sound decisions. So, for example, if you look at the cost of the electricity network, it's driven a lot by the peak demand. And we don't want to underinvest in the network and not have a robust network, but we don't want to overinvest either. And so how do we know we're getting it just right? That's where the information from something like the Living Lab can be really valuable, where we understand how people are using energy, how they want to use energy, maybe how they would feel about shifting energy demand and when they use energy during the day, because that can flatten the peak and create a more affordable system overall. So we're trying to provide that evidence base to make sound decisions.
And to finish up, how can people be a part of this experience?
Yeah, so the Living Lab is open to all Australian residents 18 and over on our website. So that's neac.csiro.au. There's a form where you can fill in and express interest in becoming part of the lab.
Stephen Craig, Director of the National Energy Analysis Centre at the CSIRO, speaking there with Race's Edge reporter Thomas Kutis, and ending that report.